You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 182. And today, let's solve one of the biggest problems that entrepreneurs, online business owners, and service professionals face. That is leads. How can you get more leads in the door? Well, I'm going to show you how a marketing machine can be the solution to your biggest problems. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Welcome back, inspired expertpreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Profit Amplifier, Melanie Benson here. And today I want to tackle something that seems to be a real sticky point for a lot of people who are passionate and mission-driven about the work they're doing in the world. And they seem to have one sticky point. That is marketing. They don't like to market. They don't want to market. They're uncomfortable marketing. They don't know what to do to market. Sound familiar? I've been working with people in the online and service-based business side for a really long time. We're like 20 years in this year. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, one of the biggest crunchy areas that gets people stuck is what you do to get leads coming in consistently. So you don't have that ebb and flow of cash flow. You don't have that ebb and flow where some days you've got a lot of clients coming in the door and others don't. I always hear from people who have this challenge that they were so busy serving the clients they had, they didn't have time to market. Or they had a launch that didn't quite work well and their list is fatigued, their launch didn't go as well as they'd hoped, and they don't have the leads and the sales they'd hoped for. Or maybe this one's you, where you just don't feel like doing the marketing activity, so you put it off, or you get busy doing some other things because you just don't have time. Look, these are all symptoms of not having a marketing machine. Now, my marketing machine is part of a bigger system that I teach. You can find that in the Profit Explosion Toolkit. And super exciting, I'm going to be taking the Amplify Mastermind members through creating their custom marketing machines in our summer retreat. So our summer retreat is virtual this year since we are dealing with a travel ban for a lot of the people that would normally be coming in live for the event. So we're going to take it virtual, which is exciting because we get to do some things we don't normally get to do and bring in some experts, get access to some new tools and resources. But most importantly, the thing that everyone will leave is a custom marketing machine designed to help them attract the leads that they want. Now, before I get into marketing machine and how you can start to put yours together and what's included in a marketing machine, I want to just explain what a Amplify Mastermind is. And if you've been looking for a mastermind, you've been looking to get involved in a group of high vibration business owners that are supportive, who have your back, but also will challenge you to grow and expand what you believe is possible. The Amplify Mastermind is a very unique mastermind. It is a small group mastermind. It's not hundreds of people that you might feel lost in. It is a very intimate group. It is application only because we're looking for people who really will benefit from the mastermind experience as well as contribute positively to the culture and the community that's being formed there. Now, in Amplify Mastermind, we are primarily focused on helping you amplify your reach, expand your revenue, make a greater impact while staying true to your authentic superpowers and what keeps you fired up, full of energy, full of passion, serving the people you most want to serve. And having a marketing system that works seems to be a really important piece of that puzzle. So that's why our virtual retreat this year is dedicated completely to making sure every single person knows how to use a marketing machine to get the best revenue and results consistently flowing into their business. So if you want to know more, you can head over to theamplifymastermind.com. I will hook that up in the show notes. If you just want to get a taste of this today, I highly encourage you to get my Profit Explosion Toolkit at profitexplosiontoolkit.com. Now, let's dig into the marketing machine and why this is such a powerful piece of your success strategy. Now, the marketing machine that we all need is a routine of what we do every day, every week, or every month to keep leads flowing into your client journey. So it might be leading them into your lead magnet. It might be leading them into a product offering, whatever that right piece is for you. The key word there is consistently. Okay, so there's technically two types of marketing activity we do as a business owner, and I recommend that you have both. The marketing machine, which solves that, oh my gosh, I forgot to market problem. But there's also specific things you would do to drive sales to an offer or campaign during a period of time, so a limited period of time. And this is what we often refer to as a launch or a campaign. And I think we have to have both. And the reason why is there will be times where you really want to rev up the results in a particular offering, or maybe you're going to have an event. You want to drive visibility or sales into a particular offering. Then you do a campaign, and a campaign has a unique set of elements that we're not getting into today. Okay, that's something I can cover in a future podcast if you desire. But today I want to talk about the marketing machine, because a lot of people don't like doing launches. They don't want to do launches. They've got launch fatigue. They're exhausting, and they need something that's going to consistently keep them in front of their best clients and potential opportunity. So a marketing machine should have three key elements. The first one is what I call your authority platform. The second one is visibility to the outside market. And the third one is nurturing inside your community. Okay, your community of leads and interested people. These are people that have raised their hand in some way and said, I'm interested, I'm intrigued, tell me more. Let me unpack that. Your authority platform is something I've covered in a past podcast, so I'm not going to deep dive into that. I will hook it up into the show notes, the past episode. But what you were looking for in an authority platform is a way to stand at the top of the hill and be seen as an authority, an expert in your field, and be able to demonstrate your offering, your knowledge, your wisdom to attract potential clients and opportunity. Now, there's a lot of different authority platforms. You have to pick the one that's most aligned with your audience, most aligned with your superpower. But a podcast would be a form of an authority platform, a book. Okay, so those are the types of things we're talking about here. The authority platform is what we pivot around. So we make sure that everything we're doing is in some way, shape, or form showcasing that authority platform. That authority platform should drive visibility and leads to your lead magnets, those entry points into your client journey. Now, here's the bridge. So what happens is people start to focus on one or the other, the visibility to the bigger market, or only nurturing what's already in there, what I like to consider the small pond. Okay, so the big pond is where all the leads are in the world, and the small pond are the ones that people raise their hand and said, yeah, I'm interested, I want more. We have to continually have a way to draw from the big pond people who could be interested, who are out there searching for answers. They're looking for things that you do, or they're generally interested in the subjects you talk about. Move them from the bigger pond where they're just swimming out there without real clarity, without any direction. They're just in search mode, and draw them into your pond. And your pond is where you nurture and build a relationship with them. Your marketing machine should constantly be drawing down from the big platform while nurturing them in the small pond. And doing both simultaneously is where the magic happens. Now, speaking of magic, there are four keys to making your marketing machine work really well. Okay, and I'm going to go through these because I have people tell me, Melanie, like, it's not working. I'm doing all the things you tell me. And so if I go underneath and I do something called an amplify audit, when I do those amplify audits, I am looking for, are those four keys and these three elements of the marketing machine active and operating. And if the marketing machine isn't working, guess what? There's usually one of these two places that it's not working. And it's just because this is my area of expertise. This is the thing that my brain does really well. If you're doing something else really well, of course you wouldn't be excellent at this. This is not your area of expertise. You're not supposed to be good at this. This is the learning area. That's why people hire coaches. They get into masterminds like Amplify Mastermind. And it's why people go through the resources I have is to learn these things and build up this muscle. So here's the four keys. We're going to start with what I call the golden thread. And if you've been following my advice in the Get Magnetic Messaging program that I offer, and you've been listening to the interviews I've done there, or you have dug into that resource, then you know I'm really big on connecting the dots between the lead magnet, that first step somebody would take to get to know you, and the message and the marketing activity that you're putting out in the world, and the things that you're talking about, and the subjects, and your messaging, and the things you're doing to fish out in that bigger pond connect to the action you want them to take. Here's where a lot of people make a big, significant mistake. They're talking about a lot of subjects, and people out there in the big pond don't know what you're really about. And that happens for people who have lots of passions, lots of things they're good at, and they try to do it all, and then people are like, I don't really know what you're about. I've had actually people where I learned when I dug in later, I'm like, oh, you actually do this. I've been looking for that. But the message they were putting out, the incongruent messages were confusing. And so if you are going to create a marketing machine, we've got to look at your golden thread. Do you have a path between the message you're putting out in the world through your marketing activity all the way down into the action you want them to take? And if so, then you have one of the first keys in place that's super important. Now, if you struggle with messaging, I want to implore you to take Magnetic Messaging or to consider applying for an Amplify audit with me, because we've got to get the messaging right in order to get the machine to work right. Okay, so we've got to get those pieces connected. And I know a lot of people that are out there really passionate about their work. They tell me like, yeah, messaging's where I struggle. It's not my favorite part. I don't know how to do it well. Okay, you're normal. That's great. But get the resources that you need to fix that. The second key is what I like to call consistent plan, a plan for consistent action, okay? So consistency is really the key here, but the way to get to consistency is to have a plan. Here's what I mean by that. We have a plan for how we create and deliver all of the different elements of our marketing machine. And they're done consistently because a consistent presence, invisibility, is what causes you to stand out and people start to notice. So there used to be this old adage of a prospect needs to hear something from you 5 to 7 times before they'll take action. I actually think it's closer to 15 to 20 now, especially with so much noise in most of our online visibility platforms and in a lot of ways people show up in social media. There's a lot of noise out there. So if you want to break through, the key is a consistent message delivered over and over and over again in front of your ideal clients. So that means you need to know where they are, and that means you need to know what they're looking for, what they're searching for. Again, going back to that golden thread. But the consistency means that you are taking a consistent action. And most of us forget, right? We forget to do it, or we get busy on something else and that consistency is missing. So that's where the plan comes in. Now we use a project management tool where we set up on autopilot every single thing we do for our podcast, everything we do for my weekly newsletter, everything we're going to do for outreach to get on. I have a budget for how many outreaches we do every month for me to get booked on a podcast. Now, fortunately, I get a lot of requests, so it's more about fielding those requests. But if you're not getting requests, you can actually turn that into a outreach program for us getting booked to speak on certain stages. So we have a budget for how much activity we know typically generates the results we're looking for. So that's part of your marketing machine is what's your budget? What activity do you need to be doing to generate the result? Do that consistently. Okay. Now, the third key is autopilot. And this is where I'm going to dig in a little bit to mindset. Part of having a marketing machine that delivers the desired outcome is you cannot second guess your activity once you get the plan set up and decide, I don't want to do it this week. That's where you blow up the machine and the machine doesn't work. So I think one of the things we'll have to do in our mind is adopt the autopilot strategy. And that means I do what works automatically. I do it because it works. And I do the same things every week because it's delivering results. Now, yes, you might get bored. So we got to change up maybe the messaging, or we're going to change up, test some new things to see if you want to change out what you do automatically. But I really want to impress this mindset shift is it's not, do I want to do it? It's I do it. And then I test to make sure it's still working. I track to make sure it's still working. So autopilot is really about a habit. It's about developing the habits that deliver the desired results. Now, there will be times when you are going to be busy and you can't keep up with everything, or you're growing and you're fine-tuning your focus on higher payoff activities. And that might mean that you use the fourth key, which is delegation. And delegation is basically, I don't have time to do the things that have to be done to stay consistent and to keep this autopilot mechanism going. So now I need to delegate to someone who can, or automate, find ways to automate the activities to replace you or someone else to do them for you. And there's a lot of ways to do that depending on what the activity is, but you got to figure out the right way and keep track of the ROI. So I've been working with someone in the Amplify Mastermind where she said, so I've been spending all this money delegating the production of my podcast. And she's like, my podcast isn't getting me the results that warrant the investment. So what we are working on is, first of all, upping the results from her podcast. But secondly, we've got to work on the ROI. What has to happen to either bring the investment down to warrant the delegation to free up her time, or to make the podcast effort more profitable, which both are possible. And sometimes it's working those simultaneously. So I'm not a fan of eliminating delegation to save money. I am a fan of figuring out what would it take to make the return perform better. Okay, so marketing machine, it is your consistent plan that you put on autopilot and you get support to keep the golden thread of your message in front of your ideal clients so that you're constantly drawing down from your big pond of all the potential business, the right people and the right opportunities into your small pond to nurture, build that relationship, build the know, like, and trust factor, and move those people from interested, past intrigued, and into invested in working with you. Sound good? I hope so. It really does work. I've been using the marketing machine strategy for 12, 15 years now. Sometimes I didn't follow it, and I certainly found my results suffered from it. And so if you are procrastinating, if you're struggling with keeping leads coming in, if you're not getting the revenue you want, the marketing machine step is the best next step for you. And if I can help, please let me know. I've given you some resources here, but you can always start with my free 7-day coaching. It's my gift to you. I'll take you through 7 profit amplifiers. Every day we're tackling one technique that will amplify your results, and you can get that now as my gift to you at profitamplifiers.com. I will link that up in the show notes as well. So let's keep this conversation going. I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can do this week to boost up your marketing machine and make it perform better? Join us in the Amplifier Success Community to tell us how you can make your marketing machine sing more profits. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. www.thecommunityresults.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing, when you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.